You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage with Andy Bush and our nonprofit show. CEO from LM Dietland, Lisa Dietland, is my fellow traveler on this exploration of this critical below-the-radar economic sector. Now, in this segment, we are joined by Karen Kay and Teresa Bartles from Gateway for Cancer Research in Schaumburg, Illinois. Welcome to Engage, ladies.
Thanks for having us
on the show,
Andy.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, Gateway for Cancer Research is an amazingly efficient nonprofit, and I swear I wish more companies were run this way. 99 cents of every dollar donated funds cancer research. That is just simply amazing. How do you do this?
I think that we have to give the credit to our corporate sponsor for that. You know, it takes people, time, investment, and money to run any organization. And we are fortunate to have all of those expenses underwritten by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. So the fact that they are behind us in helping us to look wherever we can find the most innovative cancer research, and they pay for those expenses, really does help make it efficient for donors.
That is amazing. That is so nice, because I think everyone questions about where their donation goes and how much is funded where. And I think that's what's so exciting about what you guys do. But tell us about Gateway. How did it begin, and what's your focus in cancer research?
It began, and we're actually coming up on our 24th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it was founded by the same visionary who founded Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Richard J. Stevenson, who is very focused and has kept all of us focused on patients. What's the impact on real people who are living with cancer? Our vision is that we'll live in a world in which a cancer diagnosis is no longer feared. Mm-hmm. I think that's a hopeful vision and a realistic one. There's so much that has been learned about cancer and so many opportunities for some cures, some treatments that help people to deal with the disease. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we've been focused on for all these years, looking out for those most innovative new therapies that can give real people options for dealing with their cancer.
That's amazing. By the way, listeners, you can find Gateway on the web at gatewaycr.org. And I know, Lisa, you've been chomping at the bit to ask these two amazing women a question, so jump right in here.
Well, I would ask Karen and Teresa, what differentiates Gateway from other cancer organizations? You know, there are so many cancer organizations, and there's a lot of confusion out there. What differentiates or sets yours apart, that if somebody's listening today or tomorrow and says, hey, I want to be supportive, why should they support Gateway?
I'll start, and I'll then let Karen fill in the blanks that I might forget. I think, first of all, there are a number of organizations that are focused on cancer as a disease. Gateway for Cancer Research is simply that. We raise money and fund clinical trials. So those are the point in research where it's being tested with real people. There's promise that's been shown in the laboratory, and before it can get to a commercial enterprise where a new drug or a new medical device is developed, you have to prove that it's safe and that the dosage works. And so phase one and two are the areas that we fund. That is our total focus. Also, we fund all types of cancers. So we're not limited to any particular, I like to call it, organ of origin. And if we have time, we can talk a little bit about
that. That's a wonderful way of putting it. I was thinking, you know, it's great because there are so many orphaned cancers that are out there that aren't large enough to generate studies being done by the larger pharmaceutical companies, because they don't necessarily want to sink a bunch of money into something that's only going to only, quotations around it, help 25 to 50,000 people.
And I am not a scientist, so a doctor or a scientist really should give you better information, but I'll tell you what I know. As research has changed, and we have now the opportunity to use genetic information, we're probably going to see the whole field of cancer treatment switch.
Oh, right.
Because it's really about the mutation that's occurring that causes the cancer to grow. And that particular mutation could happen in any organ. So we're going to be seeing more of the research focused on how do we create these targeted therapies, because every person's genetic makeup is different. Tumors are different as well.
And, you know, I saw, Andy, a presentation. I was privileged to go to one of Gateway's board meetings and saw a presentation by a doctor, scientist, researcher on this. And it's absolutely fascinating and cutting edge. And that's what I articulate when I talk about Gateway, is that it not only the 99 cents on a dollar goes to research, which Karen can, you know, share how she talks and differentiates Gateway, but also that it is forward thinking, it is cutting edge, it's not doing what everybody else does, it's looking and saying, how can we find a cure? Not how can we take care of people or how can we do what we've always done better, but how can we find a cure that's at the genetic level?
Well, right, and the
Karen,
genetic...
How do you,
yeah, go ahead. I was going to say genetic sequencing is really the exciting thing that's changed recently. But I think what's neat about what you guys do is this should open up such a wonderful world of research. I guess I'm going to ask Lisa's question to Karen. How do you go about this when you go out and get your message out? How do you attract people to this wonderful opportunity?
Well, one thing I'd like to go back to Teresa's comment very early on about how Gateway was initiated. Is in one of the principles, the cornerstone, is that it is about the patient and always about the patient. And it written into Gateway's mission is to fund breakthrough research worldwide that allow patients to feel better, live longer, or be cured today. And, you know, one of the cornerstones of the research program here at Gateway, my research partners will work with the doctor researchers and those investigators and ask, how are those patients feeling in your clinical trial? How are they doing? Do they feel better? Do they have the energy that they need to take them through the day? And I think that that's very important, so that Gateway is not funding science and research to advance science. We are funding cancer research that will help patients today and not 20 years down the road. And that appeals to donors far and wide. Anyone, that's the story. That's what they're funding research for. It's not for the sake of research. It's for the sake of those patients that are enrolled in those clinical trials. And the 99 cents on the dollar is by far one of the most critical messages that Gateway can get out there. I'm reminded of a phone call, when anyone calls into our office and wants to make a donation, it's wonderful. But we've had people make $25 donations, and we'll say, how did you hear about us? And why did you choose to give to Gateway? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, I can only afford to give you $25, but I want to make sure that the majority of it is going to what I believe will actually fight this disease. And that is amazing. That is an amazing donor return on their investment in us, whether it's $25 or $25,000. We need to be good stewards of their donor dollars that they've entrusted us with.
That's a wonderful brand to have, to be honest. I mean, in the nonprofit space, that's amazing. And I think that it certainly resonates throughout that donor class, whether it's $25 or $25,000. But I guess the question I have to you is, where does the majority of your funding come, and are there certain times of the year that you see an influx?
You know, we see donations all year long. We're very, very blessed in that way. We do typical fundraising like any other organization. We have a golf outing, a gala, cycling events, charity athlete events, but the majority of our funding comes from individuals who are moved by our mission and our vision to shape a world in which a cancer diagnosis is no longer feared. And Gateway, you know, now and into the future will continue to build relationships with our donors so that we can respond to their needs and that we can allow them to know where they're making the greatest impact with their donations to Gateway and keep that relationship going.
I think
I was going to interject, Teresa, is that what most people, Andy, don't realize is that 80 to 88% of all donations do come from individuals and are what support the nonprofit sector. You know, that when you add in outright donations, which are around 72%, and 8% bequests, and then those family foundations controlled by individuals, is actually 88 cents on every dollar donated in this country comes from an individual. So Gateway is targeting exactly the right community and the right group of individuals to be supportive. You don't want to forget about corporate support and foundation support, because that's like your good housekeeping seal of approval. But Karen, what Karen and Teresa are doing is right on the mark and right where they should be focused to actually accentuate the research by securing the dollars.
Fascinating. Go ahead.
It also gives us an opportunity for people who have in their families or in their networks, and I think it's probably almost everybody, has been touched by cancer. We've lost people or we know people who are living with cancer. It gives us an opportunity to help them feel like they can do something. And almost anybody can do something to help us advance the research. As Karen said, the range of donations is quite extensive. We want to have relationships with those people and to help them to see what we're trying to do in really reaching the most cutting-edge research that's out there.
Hmm. Well, you guys have been in existence for 24 years, and your group has clearly evolved over the years. What do you think are the three biggest things Gateway has gotten right for sustainability?
Boy, I think that as we look at our impact, as Karen had mentioned, we're very focused on the patient. So while we certainly want to find research that is going to contribute to the standard of care in the field of cancer treatment, we also have gotten right the way that we treat people who are enrolled in those trials.
Mm-hmm.
So shining a light on the need for real patient centricity. Because it can be a very scientific approach, and you have to stop and remember these are people who are scared.
Sure.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, that's an enormous sense of fear. What's going to happen? A loss of control. And we want to make sure that they have the best opportunity to have their voices heard throughout the research that they're doing, and to make sure that the kinds of things that we fund help them to meet those milestones that they care about, being available for their children, living to see the next holiday season, those kinds of things, helping people to tolerate the treatments that they're going through. At the same time. So I think that's probably the biggest differentiator in terms of impact.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
No. It is one. Also, we strongly believe that we're in a collaboration of purpose, wisdom, relationships, and resources will only advance these possibilities for patients. So Gateway seeks out funding partners and research partners and donors alike who are aligned with our mission and our vision so we can have a greater impact, so we can make a greater impact in this universal challenge. So that is, I want to say, very unique for Gateway,
true.
Is that that we will go to the ends of the earth and partner with those who want to do the same thing.
And finally, Andy, I think one of the things that we're in the process of doing right now is really retrospectively looking at what did our research result in. And we know, for example, that some of the early trials that Gateway funded led to the development of Herceptin, which is a standard of care. We believe that some of the early trials that we funded led to another drug called, I can't pronounce, ipilimumab. So some of those kinds of drugs that are now used every day,
we funded
the initial studies that helped to make that happen. So we're looking back to be able to document more clearly exactly what that impact has been.
All right, that's fantastic. All right, Teresa and Karen from Gateway for Cancer Research, thank you both for coming on the show today. Wonderful story, and look forward to hearing more great stories in the future.
Well, thank you so much for putting up with our long-winded answers.
It's a big topic. It's a big topic.
It's really important stuff. It's really important.
Thank you so much.
Okay, fantastic. All right, you bet. But it's time for a break. You're listening to The Nonprofit Show on Engage with Andy Bush. We'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.